darkness.com. Staging in the left lane is your host, founder and creator of the Draglist, Bill Pratt. And in the right lane, John, the Wildcat One. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some racing and rocking.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm John Bockelman. It's great to be with you. We're trying to get hold of Bill Pratt right now, and as soon as we do, he'll come in. Tonight we feature Nostalgia Pro Stock racer Kevin Pryor. I'll ask some racing questions, and I'm going to ask some rocking questions towards the end of our chat tonight. And you can join our live chat during the show at racersreunion.com. Well, Kevin, you have one of the most iconic pro stock cars of all time, the Warren Johnson Olds Firenza. Now, what's it like to own that great car?
It was one of my biggest honors to get WJ's blessing to put the car together and recreate his old car. And it's just awesome. I don't know any other word to describe it.
Oh, it is a beautiful piece of machinery. I did the graphic for your feature tonight, and I just had such a great time working on that car, and I remember it from back in the day, man. That is a fantastic hot rod. What drew you to WJ? Yeah, man, what drew you to WJ in that car?
Back in the mid-early 80s when WJ was out with a Monte Carlo and everybody ran Camaros, that's kind of when I became one of his fans and followed him all the way through.
Oh, okay. Did you have to get any special authorization from WJ, or were there any stipulations in that?
Well, a friend of mine, my machinist Doug Herzog, builds my motors, and he knew a guy that used to work for Warren back when he was in Michigan, and he got a hold of him, and we said we wanted to put this car together, and Warren's biggest thing was don't embarrass him, so we made sure we didn't do that.
No, you sure did. That thing looks great. Well,
thank you.
Tell us about the circuit you run with. It has 70s pro stocks through 80s pro stocks and even into the 90s.
Well, most of our group is all in the 80s. I think there's one guy that runs in the, has got an early 90s Mustang. But Bob Merrily from ProGlass sets our group together, and he invited me up to the World Series 2 years ago, I guess it was. First time I had ran the Nostalgia Pro Stock with him, and I've had a blast ever since. We've hit as many tracks as we can, and people that'll book us in, and we have a blast racing. It's a lot of fun, and everybody's cars are pretty evenly matched, even the older ones, mine's one of the newer ones.
Well, how are the ETs handled? Do you run as fast as you can, or as fast as that era?
Absolutely. We run as fast as we can. We try to keep everybody running about the same. You know, we'll pair like ETs together when we're running. Like last year, before I built a new motor, Rick Castle and myself, our cars were a little slower than the Rodshop Colt and the Rodshop Firebird, and then we worked on ours this winter, so we could, or I should say, last winter now, this past season, so we could step up and run with those guys. But we still weren't very far apart, but we were a tenth or two behind. But it's all about the show. The biggest thing is putting the show on.
Well, you know, without spilling any secrets, I was going to ask you about the engine in that car.
Oh, that's not a problem. It's a 604 cubic inch big block Chevy.
All right. Man, that is awesome. Are you guys based out of the Midwest exclusively, or are you from a wider area?
I'm actually way from everybody else. They all run the Outlaw Nostalgia Pro Stock. Most of them are from Chicago area, and I'm west of St. Louis near Jerry Bickle's shop. So I have to drive a little further than the rest of them, but they're a fun group to drive race with. So we reach them and meet them wherever they're going.
That's awesome, man. Was that car a ground up build, or was it a restoration when you took it over?
It was a it was a purpose built car back in '87. Tommy Mooney built that car for in Comp Eliminator, and didn't have a lot of racing on it. I picked it up 5 years ago, 4 years ago, and had a dream to build this car. I got rid of a Camaro, and my wife and my daughter thought I was crazy. And then once I got done, they understood what my vision was, and they loved the car now too.
Well, you certainly did an outstanding job on that car. It looks like it just like a brand new car. It just rolled out there, man. It's a fantastic hot rod. Can you tell tell us your best road stories?
Well, road stories, I don't have too many of them. I'm not too crazy, but we had the scariest trip I ever had was leaving the World Series back in, I guess, 2 years ago, and the trailer actually broke loose from the motorhome. One of the hitches broke. That was an exciting trip, and we luckily had some local racers stopped and gave us a hand and lent me some parts so I could get back on the road and get home. And so that was rather stressful. The other trips that we had, going to Wilkesboro last year was a Wilkesboro, North Carolina, going through the mountains. My motorhome's not as much powerful as it ought to be on some of those hills, and we threw a belt going up the hill, and that made for an exciting trip to get to a rest area. But other than that, most of our trips are pretty calm.
Wow. Yeah, I had a similar experience with my car. I'm driving my sister's Kia, and driving up to Bowling Green last year, I had to go up some pretty steep hills, and man, I had that thing floorboarded, and it was slowing down. And I finally, barely chugged over the top of that hill.
I was doing 25 with my foot on the floor at 4,500 RPM, and I wouldn't lift because I was afraid I was going to go backwards.
Wow!
And then it chucked the belt. Then it chucked the belt off of it right before we got to the top.
Is it a gas engine or a diesel?
Yes, it was a gas, 8,100 gas, so it was doing all it could. But I'm about 72 feet long when I'm going down the highway, so that gas truck was, our motorhome was all, it's all it wanted. But we made it, and roadside assistance brought me a belt, so I was good to go.
Well, we're glad you made it, because you always put on a great show with that car. It's just such a joy to see y'all out there running. Kevin, do you have any shout outs you'd like to give us tonight? Anybody recognize?
Definitely. There's quite a few of them, actually. My first off, my wife. Without her, none of this would be happening. I can tell you that. Doug Herzog building my engines, and Terry Beard, the guy that got me okay from WJ. That was a big deal. That way, I could put this car together. Bob Merrily from Pro Glass Windows. He does awesome windows for cars, and that's one of the things that we upgraded on my car last year. Tony Lorenz, my body man, he's the one that did all the paint on this car. My car's not a wrap; it's a paint job, and we spec'd the car out on a computer and got all the exact details of the stripes and whatnot and put it on there. And then, last but not least, there's four guys I've been racing with since 78, 79. And anytime I need any help, Steve Pearson, Pat Taff, Matt Moon, and Ron Nilges, those guys will be here at midnight or 2 in the morning if I got to be at a race, or for the same way, if they had to be at a race, we would be, we'd help each other out, and that's what makes racing fun. You know, it's getting everybody together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Bob Merrily mentioned you the other day on one of his live podcasts, and you know, he thinks the world of you, and that car is just so great. Now, one of BP's questions for you, he was going to ask you what your worst, best, and craziest times were at the drags, and we kind of went over that a little bit, but if you have anything you'd like to add to that, we'd love to hear it.
Well, sure. Well, actually, the best time really was recently, was this year. We got to race with the 8RL, and we won the first Nostalgia Pro Stock at the 8RL event in Martin, Michigan. And I don't think anything could be better than that. You know, I mean, the first win of the first time at Nostalgia Pro Stock was great. Now all we got to do is keep doing it.
Man, that's for sure. Yeah, that was a great win. Excellent, you know.
Now, yeah, it was. In yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, I said, yeah, it was. We just, you know, we had a lot of fun, and it was hot as blazes when we went that night and that afternoon, I should say. Car ran 768 to 178 that weekend, so we had a good time. The rod shop Firebird was right behind me, but I got to race Rick Castle in the final for that race, so we had a blast. The worst time, anytime you break something, it's a bad time. You know, it's still better than a day at work, but anytime something breaks, it's never a good time.
Well, when you're running in hot weather, how much of an effect does it have on that engine? I'm sure that it changes the way you got to set it up and everything.
It on my car, I don't change it a whole lot. I'm not. The good thing about our group is we're not worried about making 3,000s quicker. You know, we can we run them out as best they can, and hopefully we put on a good show. That's the biggest part of it. If we have issues, you know, even at West Salem, Ohio, when we were up there at ADRL, I had Larry Morgan found me a part I broke and helped me fix the car so we can make the eliminations up there. And we ended up taking runner-up up there. But, you know, having Larry Morgan work on my car was another great honor, you know, because he's president of the ADRL, and he searched and found a part and got us going.
That's great, man. What about the future? Do you have any plans other than what you're doing? You're just going to keep going with it?
Well, we're going to do a couple updates to the car, adding a Lenco to the car and trying to just get some more races and go out there and have fun. I have a car that I bracket race when we're not running Nostalgia Pro Stock, so I get to race as much as my wife and pocketbook will let me. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'm going to ask you some questions about music now. Can you tell us about your favorite kind of music?
I listen to New Country.
New Country, is that right?
And old rock and roll, but mainly newer country is what I listen to. But I don't listen to a whole lot of radio, to be quite honest. I'm not cutting radio, it's just I work too much, so...
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. Well, I don't know too much about New Country. You know, I'm a musician here in town, and we play the soul hits from the 50s and 60s, old-time rock and roll and blues, but the New Country is something I don't hear that much of. Who can you tell me are some of the best guys that are playing that stuff right now?
Oh, you know, heck, they're all good. You know, they all make millions of dollars more than I do. But, you know, I listen to Rascal Flatts and Little Big Town, but I also listen to Eagles and Little River Band, you know, some Bob Seger. So, I mean, there's a lot of, I'm kind of all over the place. But really don't used to listen to radio a lot more than I do now. But with working all the time, we don't have it in the shop. And driving down the road, you can't hear it when I'm in the motorhome because the motorhome's too loud. So we usually don't have the radio on anymore, you know. So, classic rock, and definitely listen to that. And then New Country. But, you know, George Strait, all those guys is a few. But then you go right down to some of the other classic rocks, you know, Fleetwood Mac and Billy Joel. I mean, I consider them classic rock. I don't know. Maybe they aren't, but that's kind of what I think they are.
No, you're right. They are, you know. And, of course, the engine always plays the same one-note song when you're getting up at the right speed.
Exactly.
You know, I get to where when I'm driving down the highway with my engine, I start harmonizing with it. You know, I try to sing the major third over what it's doing on the root note. Well, we learned a George Strait song a couple of weeks ago. We learned The Fireman, because we played a Fireman's Benefit down in Baycliff, and we played that song. Oh, man, they loved it, you know.
And they had fun with it. At parties they do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great stuff. But, you know, as far as, you know, your taste in music goes, it's outstanding. And say you're getting ready to go up there to race. Do you ever get a song in your head that gets you pumped up and fired up to go out there and compete?
It's funny. I don't. I know a lot of people do. I just think sit there and think about the run, think about the tree, and a friend of mine's wife says, all you got to think about, there's a wind light. You sit there and you just focus that it's going to be a wind light, and that's what you got to do. So, right. Yeah, I don't have an iPod. I don't play any music like that. So,
When's your next event? Or is it over for the season?
I don't know. We're done for the season. I hope sometime early April. I haven't heard. Nobody's put any dates out yet, at least for our group. The regular opening, even the local track here in St. Louis, doesn't have a schedule out yet for next year. So it'll be sometime in April, I'm sure.
Right. Well, I want to wish you good luck in that, Kevin. And it's been great having you with us tonight. And we'll look forward to seeing the results of next year, because we see you as a top competitor in that class, and I think you're going to do just fine.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, folks, that's Kevin Pryor. He's our guest tonight, the Nostalgia Pro Stock Racer with the Warren Johnson Olds Firenza. Now, it's time to do the Racer of the Week from JB's Take. My pick for Racer of the Week is Mike O'Donnell from Tucson, Arizona. Mike was recommended to me by our friend Veronica Sterling. Thank you, Veronica. This is a special story about some special people. It encapsulates the spirit of our sport, and it is well worth retelling here. I really appreciate Veronica recommending Mike to me. Mike was asked to help put Mike Osborne, a fellow racer's car, back together after he had passed away from cancer a few years ago. At first, Mike felt uncomfortable about doing it because he never really knew Mike, but in his heart, it felt like the right thing to do. The car had been sitting since he fell ill and was exactly as he left it. The car is a 64 Pontiac GTO that is set up to run as a track-legal street car. Mike began the project totally blind, with no clue where to start or what it was all going to take to complete the task. But as he started it, he felt as if there was some divine guidance, and everything went together easier than expected, with zero setbacks. The next thing you know, the beast is alive and running and back in fighting shape. It was discussed and decided that Mike would run this car to celebrate Mike Osborne's life on what would have been his 50th birthday. Mike and his crew loaded the car, took it back to Tucson Dragway for streetcar takeover, entered the event with only two test hits and a car he had never raced, and went into eliminations with Mike's ashes riding shotgun in his fire suit. With the help of his regular race crew, they spent the night chopping down the tree, going rounds, and winning the event, having no problems at all with the car. All event wins are a blessing, but this one meant so much to Mike, Mike's family, and his friends. Mike told me it was an honor and very humbling to do this, and I can't express how much I appreciate all the support I got from everyone. This is a memory that will last for a lifetime for me, and it is something I can look back on and be proud of. Thank you to everyone that supported this project. It couldn't have turned out like it did without you. Happy 50th birthday, Mike Osborne. You got another win and a trophy for your trophy case. And Mike O'Donnell, we wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Now, I have the sad duty of mentioning our lost friends. On November the 5th, we lost Junior Pippen, pro stock motorcycle owner and previous rider, to cancer. Rest in peace, Junior. And thanks to Kevin Pryor, thanks to Danny White, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, Barb Santucci, and Bud Mr. Drag News DeBoer. Join us next week when our guest will be top alcohol dragster racer Len Cottrell of the famous Chicken Chokers. So y'all take care and have a good week racing. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The border guards carried us away. Under his breath I could hear him say,
he said, don't bring Diablo down.